welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. On this evening's show, we've got some dreamy songs, some hello and goodbye songs, and we'll celebrate a couple of birthdays. We're going to start off, though, with a vocabulary lesson. The word for this week is oneiric. O-N-E-I-R-I-C. An adjective meaning of or relating to dreams, or dreamy, as in the misty garden setting and odd dialogue gave the film an oneiric quality. So here to begin the program are some oneiric songs, starting off with Wally Erickson's Coliseum Orchestra.
Far away, dreaming. I hear somebody tenderly say loving words of devotion, and the joy is so tender, so sweet, I am thrilled with emotion. I can feel my heart beat, 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 beating, dreaming a dream. I'm at home in the cottage I prize, watching the gleam of the love light in somebody's eyes. Closer to her side I creep and fall asleep, then wake with empty arms and weep. I'm dreaming a dream that may ne'er come true.
Jack Hilton and his orchestra from November 5th, 1935, with Pat O'Malley vocalizing on The Girl with the Dreamy Eyes. That was preceded by Al Boley from August 24th, 1934, and Dreaming a Dream. And we began this edition of Rapidly Rotating Records with Wally Erickson's Coliseum Orchestra and Hong Kong Dream Girl, recorded in Richmond, Indiana by Jeanette on June 1st, 1925. The Coliseum in Wally Erickson's Coliseum Orchestra refers to the Coliseum Ballroom in St. Paul, Minnesota, where violinist Wally Erickson led the band during the 20s and 30s. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL 88.7 Avalon and KISL.org, and available 24/7 on demand online at www.radiofreeworld.com. Well, we all know that Alexander Graham Bell invented the telephone, but imagine that scene in the lab where Bell makes the first telephone call to his assistant, Mr. Watson. How would Mr. Watson know what to say when the phone rang? Alexander Graham Bell had suggested using the greeting of ahoy when answering the phone. Obviously, that didn't take. Last week, on August 15th in 1877, Thomas Edison wrote the president of the Telegraph Company in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. The letter stated that the word hello would be a more appropriate greeting than ahoy, as suggested by Bell, for answering the telephone. And so it is that we pick up the phone and say hello. And if Bluebird were calling, we'd answer, "Hello, Bluebird." Here's J.C. Flippin and his gang.
Did you hear that bluebird up in a tree? Hear him, what a song. Joy he is bringing, singing to me, singing all day long. Goodbye to skies of gray, 'cause I'm back home to stay. All day long I jump and run about. You can always hear me shouting out, "Hello, bluebird." Got no time for blues or anything. I'm so happy, I just want to sing, "Hello, bluebird." Blue skies, sunshine, friends that are real, old folks, sweetheart, oh, how I feel. I'll not go roaming like I did again. I'll stay home and be a kid again. Hello, bluebird, hello. Hear that bluebird, he's calling you. He says, come back home. If you go, you'll be happy too. He says, please don't roam. Once I would sigh to stray, but now I'm home to stay. And all day long I jump and run about. You can always hear me shouting out, "Hello, hello, bluebird." Got no time for blues or anything. I'm so happy, I just want to sing, "Hello, hello, little old bluebird." Blue skies, sunshine, friends that are real, old folks, sweetheart, great Lord, how I feel. I'll not go roaming like I did again. I'll stay home and be a kid again. Hello, bluebird, hello. Thank you.
Some hello songs to commemorate Thomas Edison's suggestion to use hello instead of ahoy when answering the telephone. We began with J.C. Flippin and his gang in December of 1926 and Hello Bluebird, written by Cliff Friend. Then it was Won't You Come Over and Say Hello, Clarence Williams and his orchestra with Chick Bullock performing the vocal from January 10, 1934. Then from a Little Wonder record recorded December 16, 1919, it was the Louisiana Five and Hello, Hello. The Little Wonder Record Company was founded by Henry Watterson, president of the music publishing firm of Watterson, Berlin, and Snyder. Little Wonder Records were produced by the Columbia Graphophone Company and were recorded at the Columbia Studios at the Woolworth Building in New York, at the time the tallest building in the world. The first Little Wonder record was introduced in late 1914. The records were 5.5 inches in diameter and played for about a minute to a minute and a half, and were the creation of Victor H. Emerson, Columbia's chief recording engineer. They were sold for 10 cents by Woolworth's, Kresge's, McCrory's, Charles Williams stores, and in Sears Roebuck & Company catalogs. Little Wonder records were produced until sometime around 1923. Al Jolson made one Little Wonder record, Back to the Carolina You Love, in 1915, but he, like most artists, were not credited on the label. You're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, Sunday evenings at 6 on Island Radio, KISL FM 88.7, Avalon.
Turn on your radio, and then you listen. Without a radio, oh, what you're missing.
Have a request for a particular artist or song, or a comment about the show? You can send either by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. Last week, August 15th, marked the birth in 1912 in Pasadena, California, of Julia McWilliams. You know her better as Julia Child, America's first lady of cooking.
Happy cooking and bon appétit!
She graduated from Smith College in 1934 and during World War II served with the Office of Strategic Services in Ceylon, China, and Paris, and it was in Paris that she began her culinary career at the Cordon Bleu. After her formal training, she opened a cooking school in 1951 with Simone Beck and Louisette Bertol, and in 1961 she published Mastering the Art of French Cooking. On February 11, 1963, The French Chef debuted on PBS, which was followed by Julia Child and Company, Julia Child and More Company, Dinner at Julia's, Baking with Julia, Master Chefs, and Julia and Jacques Cooking at Home. So here in celebration of Julia Child's birthday are some songs about cooking, beginning with the Triangle Harmony Boys.
Thank you. Do you see me? Oh boy, what I'm dreaming. While I'm cooking breakfast for the one I love. My baby likes bacon, and that's what I'm making. While I'm cooking breakfast for the one I love. Our life has been so nice and chummy right from the start. When a one is coming, a one is hard. My baby is happy, no wonder I'm happy. While I'm cooking breakfast for the one I love. I'm baking a biscuit, he's wheeling through his skit. While I'm cooking breakfast for the one I love. He's wiping the dishes and he's breaking the dishes. While I'm cooking breakfast for the one I love, I serve a plate of steaming hot meal. Taste it, but sure, who the heck likes hot meal? Sprinkled meatloaf. To show that he's grateful, he eats a big plateful. And he faints right after breakfast for the one he loves.
You know, my sister Mary, amongst the young folks, I suppose she was one of the most popular girls in town. I tell you how popular she was. You know, we used to go to parties, and we used to play games there. And one of the games we used to play, the way we'd play it, we'd blindfold one of the girls. Then she'd go around amongst the boys and put her hand on one of them. And if she guessed who he was, he either had to kiss her or else give her a dollar. Why, sometimes Mary used to come away from there with $35 or $40. Now, Mother was one of these women. You know, everybody liked her because she had everything so neat and clean around the house. Why, you could actually eat right off the floor. In fact, we used to do it. And you know, Mother was one of these women. I remember she was all the time getting recipes out of the newspapers how to cook things. I remember one time Mother found a recipe in the newspaper directing how to make farmer's soup. And Mother went at this soup, and it took her about a half a day to make it. And when she had it made, she put it on the table, and I didn't like the smell of it, so I didn't eat any of it. But Hank, my brother, ate some of his, and it made him sick. Well, Father saw it couldn't be very good from the way Hank acted, but he made up his mind that he'd try it and get it over with as soon as he could. So he closed his eyes and drank a big bowl full of it, and he fell over on the floor in a fit. And I said to Hank, run for the doctor, quick. And Hank started off on a run, and after he had gone, I took Mother in the other room, and I said, Mother, I guess you poisoned him. And she said, no, I haven't. She says, that's soup. She says, I made it just according to the directions of the newspaper. And I looked in the paper, and I said, I can't find where it says soup. And Mother said, well, what's the matter with you? Are you blind? She says, there it is, right there in front of your face and eyes. S-O-A-P, soup. And I told her, well, I said, Mother, that spells soap. I said, you filled Father and Hank full of soft soap. Well, you know, Hank ran all the way to the doctor, and by the time he got there, from running and one thing another, why, the poor fellow was so full of suds, he couldn't speak. And the doctor threw him down and put a muzzle on him. Thought he had hydrophobia. Well, while I was talking with Mother, every once in a while I could hear the baby in the other room. She'd begin to laugh and clap her hands. And I went in there to see what was making the baby laugh. And Father lay there on the floor on his back, coughing. And every time he coughed, he'd blow a soap bubble.
Thank you.
Some cooking songs on Rapidly Rotating Records to commemorate the birthday of Julia Child, born August 15th, 1912. We began with the Triangle Harmony Boys and Chicken Supper Strut, recorded in Birmingham, Alabama on August 22, 1927. The Triangle Harmony Boys was a black band which played in and around Montgomery, Alabama. Then, from 1930, we heard Fanny Bryce and Cooking Breakfast for the One I Love. Fania Borach was born on New York's Lower East Side in 1891, and early on she decided to become a performer. At the time, entertainment was typically based on ethnic stereotypes, and Fanny Bryce was put into Jewish roles and rose to stardom performing comedy with a Yiddish accent. In 1908, she found work as a chorus girl in a burlesque revue and changed her name to Bryce. The following year, she made her first Broadway appearance in the musical comedy The College Girls, in which she sang Irving Berlin's Sadie Salom Go Home with a put-on Yiddish accent. She starred in the Ziegfeld Follies in the 20s and 30s, but her dramatic Broadway plays were less than successful. One of her non-ethnic successes was in the Ziegfeld Follies of 1921, in which she sang My Man. In 1938, she launched her own weekly radio show where she created the character Baby Snooks, a precocious, bratty toddler. Her successful run on radio lasted until her death in 1951. After Fanny Bryce, we heard a monologue from Charlie Case entitled How Mother Made the Soap, the Soup. Charlie Case was born in Lockport, New York in 1858 and was prominent in vaudeville in the 1880s and 90s, where his routine was entirely spoken. He recorded on only one occasion for Victor on March 18, 1909. He sounds quite a bit in that recording like Nat M. Wills, the no-news guy. And we finished up with Eddie Condon and his orchestra on November 17, 1933, and Home Cooking. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. We're here on KISL 88.7 Avalon each and every Sunday evening at 6. And thanks to the internet, you can hear the show anytime your little heart desires on RadioFreeWorld.com. Last week, August 17th, marked the birth in 1893 in Brooklyn, New York, of Mary Jane West. You know her better as Mae West. After appearing on vaudeville, Broadway, and burlesque stages beginning at age 7, she gained national notoriety in 1928 with her play Sex, which led to an obscenity trial, a week in jail, and a lifetime of fame. She signed with Paramount in 1932, and her first starring role was in She Done Him Wrong, based upon her play Diamond Lil. She retired from the screen after making 9 movies, but continued writing, producing, and starring in plays and musical revues. Mae West died on November 22, 1980. Mae West made only 6 commercial recordings, and here are 3 of them.
Right this way, ladies and gentlemen, it's Tyra, the dancing marvel of the age. Not a dance of the hands or of the feet, but a dance of the midway.
Oh, baby, look at
that. Why, she throws discretion to the winds, and her hips, north, east, south, and west. Why, look at those eyes.
Why, the eyes.
Boys, is that hot.
Yeah.
I'm free and easy, my life's my own. I come and go as I choose. Just look me over, say I'm plenty known. I take what I want or refuse. I've got the face of a saint, on the level it ain't paid. So beware of these eyes, I'm a devil in disguise. And they call me Sister Honky Tonk. I sing a passionate strain, then I'm low down again. It's fire and it's flame, so be careful of this thing. And they call me Sister Honky Tonk. They call me Sister Honky Tonk. you follow me, boys?
Oh, we're way ahead of you.
No wise cracks now.
Wrap it up and take it home with you, boys.
Do I make myself clear, boys? Boys, you know you're only human. Give yourself a break, come on this way. I'm not looking for a true man. All you need's the price, come on and pay. I walk and talk like a queen. Man, that's just what I mean. If you'll buy, I'll sell. It's a loving trip to hell. And they call me Sister Honky Tonk. I've got a scram now. They call me Sister Honky Tonk. Oh, baby. Oh, come up and see me sometime. Oh, they call me Sister Honky Tonk. Takes his time, I'll go for any time. I'm a fast-moving girl that likes them slow. Got no use for fancy driving. Wanna see a guy arriving in low. I'd be satisfied, electrified, to know a guy what takes his time. Hurry up, affair. I always give the air. Wouldn't give any Russian gent a smile. I could go for any singer who would condescend to linger a while. What a lullaby would be supplied to have a guy what takes his time. Oh, a guy what takes his time, I'll go for any time. A hasty jab really spoils the master's touch. I don't like a big commotion, I'm a demon for slow motion or such. Why should I deny that I would die to know a guy what takes his time? Oh, there isn't any fun in getting something done if you're rushed when you have to make the grade. I can spot an amateur, appreciate a connoisseur at his trade. Who would qualify, no alibi, to be the guy what takes his time? Oh, oh, oh. Ever since Miss Susan Johnson, she lost the Jockey Lee, there's been much excitement and more to be. You can hear her moaning from early morn. I wonder where my easy rider's gone. I wonder where my easy rider's gone. I wonder where my easy rider's gone. If he was here, he'd win the race. If not first, he'd get a place. I never saw that jockey trailing anyone. I'm losing all my money, that's why I'm blue. wonder where my easy rider's gone. He went and put my brand new watch in pawn. I see him coming around out of town on a trail that man can find. He's gotta win because my dough is on the nose. Just once that jockey's in riding style, he'll hit that home stretch when I buy a mile. I want him to win this spree, keep it going till he comes for me. Oh, I wonder where my easy rider's gone.
Half of Mae West's commercial recording output, each of which song she also sang in one of her 9 motion pictures. We started off with They Call Me Sister Honky Tonk, which she also sang in 1933's I'm No Angel. Mae West wrote the screenplay for I'm No Angel, in which she plays Tira, a lion tamer, without a stunt double, by the way, and which also starred Cary Grant. Also appearing in the film as one of the black maids was Libby Taylor, who was in real life Mae West's maid. The lion taming scene apparently came from West's childhood trips to Coney Island, where she saw a famous wild animal act called Bostock's Lions. After They Call Me Sister Honky Tonk, we heard I Like a Guy What Takes His Time, which Mae West also sang in the 1933 picture She Done Him Wrong, in which she played Lady Diamond Lou, and was based on her 1928 Broadway stage play Diamond Lil, which ran for 97 weeks. And we just heard Easy Rider, which she also sang in She Done Him Wrong. And speaking of films, here's a song from the soundtrack of Goin' to Town in 1935, Now I'm a Lady.
I used to put my heart and soul in my dancing to keep the wolf from the door. But now I'm a lady, don't have to dance anymore. I'd played with handsome men and asked them no questions. I met the best and the worst. But now I'm a lady, I see their pedigrees first. Let me say, there is many a boyfriend that knew me well, but today they're the guys in the army of my forgotten men. Oh, I used to play around without any conscience. I just broke hearts left and right. But now I'm a lady, I've learned to be more polite. Hidey-ho, baby, I'm going places. I've made my plans. Hidey-ho, love is dealing me aces. I've got my man. Now step by step I hit the top of the ladder. It was a dangerous climb. But now I'm a lady, come up and see me sometime.
You're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL 88.7 FM, Avalon. Earlier in the show, we had a set of hello songs, so it only makes sense that we should have a set of goodbye songs. Here's Harry Roy.
Thank you. goodbye, bye, bye, so you think you're clever. While playing with my heart, you overplayed your part. I must have been dumb, dumb as they come, to believe you from the start. Goody good luck to you and to the other, I mean the one you kept undercover. Take a goody good look in the goody good book, there's a goody good reason why. It's goodbye, bye, bye, goody goodbye.
Cling to love. There's no consolation loving someone who is not in love with you. Goodbye, love. Thank you.
with all my heart, dear. But it is fated that we must part, and so goodbye. Oh, please don't cry. Remember that we shared a love divine, dear. Though it could never be yours and mine without goodbye. Oh, love, how I'll yearn when you're not near to me. Oh, where shall I turn for one so dear to me? And so goodbye. If it is forever or just a while, dear, let us be part with a tear, a smile, and so goodbye.
Some goodbye songs on Rapidly Rotating Records. We started off with the King of Hacha, Harry Roy, and his orchestra, and his vocal, and Goody Goodbye from March 5th, 1940. Then from October 2nd, 1933, we heard Dick Himber and his Essex House Orchestra with Joey Nash vocalizing on Goodbye Love. Richard Himber played violin, celeste, and vibraphone. He spent 3 years in Sophie Tucker's act and 4 years with Rudy Valley. In 1929, he broadcast from Chicago with Gene Goldkett's orchestra, then was resident at the Essex House in New York, and went on to radio, where in 1934, he was featured on the Studebaker Parade of Champions over CBS. And we finished up with Herb Wiley, backed by Adrian Rollini and his orchestra, on And So Goodbye. And I'm afraid it's time to say goodbye, as we've come to the end of another program. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are always welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. That's email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. You're also invited to stop by the website at www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, where you can sign up to receive the weekly playlist by email and play our Jeopardy-type vintage music trivia game. Until next week, this is Glenn Robison, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention. Thank you.